wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers crushed the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers dominated the Vikings 33-10 on New Year's Eve and keep their playoff hopes alive. The Packers defense held the Vikings' Justin Jefferson to just 5 catches for 59 yards and no touchdowns. With Eric Stokes suffering another hamstring injury and Jair Alexander suspended, I asked defensive back Corey Ballantyne, when did he learn that he would get to play?
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea till maybe Saturday.
Ballantyne intercepting a Jaren Hall pass that set up a touchdown for the Packers' Jaden Reed. Hall was making his first start at quarterback at home for the Vikings here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I just couldn't get into a rhythm. You know, couldn't spit the ball around the field consistently. I just didn't have a good feel on it.
Packers linebacker Preston Smith.
Guys were causing pressure. Guys were not letting the quarterback be comfortable. He's not allowing big plays to happen. There was just a lot of great things happening with the defense today.
Preston, what's the best thing you think your defense did tonight?
We finished the game strong.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low, 27. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 37. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. And I'm just pig enough to find out. Ah, I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it.
Well, that ain't gonna work. Skipping all over the book. Gotta fix that. Anyway, we'll get back to the OJs a little later on. That's so true about the candy hearts. Some of them come with descriptions of what you're gonna eat. You know, you open the Whitman sampler, it gives you the name of it, but some of them don't. I used to poke the bottom with my thumb to see what was inside and put it back.
Put it back? Aw, man.
Of course, I was a little kid. I mean, you know, now that I do it as an adult, I don't have an excuse, but the candy hearts.
This is an orange cream. Here, don't do that.
You know, and...
or maple. I don't... Maple is not my thing.
I love maple. Ugh. Every year... I know what to get you for next Christmas. You know, every year... Somebody posts this on Christmas Day. It says, now that Christmas is over, time to bring out all the Valentine's Day stuff.
Oh, yeah.
At Walgreens. Get the Christmas stuff out of the aisles. We're going to Valentine's Day. Denise Lockwood is here, and she's from Racine County I at 708 at WRJN Radio. And we're talking about the year in review. There were some big stories, but locally there were a lot of stories. I want to talk about Regency Mall.
Yeah.
Malls were, that was the center of a town. Regency Mall put a lot of places out of business when it first came up. It put a big dent in downtown, put a big dent in Elmwood Plaza, which is an outdoor plaza. It put a big, and now they're gone, and Elmwood Plaza's still there. Downtown is still there.
Amazon's still here.
And Amazon.
Yeah.
But what happened to the malls? Regency Mall, they're knocking down most of it to build Woodman's and I think apartments or something.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that, but I have not enough coffee in me to keep talking about it. But as far as that's supposed to start happening this year, next year, actually. Well, actually next year. But there's a lot going on, definitely. It's going to change that whole area quite a bit, so...
Chuck E. Cheese isn't leaving, though, is it?
Not what I'm hearing.
You know why Chuck E. Cheese celebrates birthdays?
Why?
We did the backstory on this the other day. I can't believe I actually did this story. Chuck E. Cheese was adopted, and he never knew what his real birthday was. So he celebrates every children's birthday instead.
Oh.
That's the backstory on those animatronic things. Yeah, that's the Chuck E. Cheese backstory. Now you feel good about Chuck E. Cheese.
I do. It's not my preferred place to celebrate a birthday, but I'm appreciative.
You're also not 6 years old.
That's true. And nor will my grandchild, but it's just not my brand.
Do they still do those giant animals, you know, with the music, moving to the music. We used to bring my daughter there when she was little. She's 43 now. But we used to bring her there, and they had all the animals moving on stage.
I have not been inside a Chuck E. Cheese in probably about 30 years.
Well, you know, and I keep thinking, she was about, you're talking about 35 years since I've been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
That great pizza.
Great pizza. Are you kidding me? That was not good.
But you got to admit, if you're a kid, they had all the games and everything. You got to admit, it's fun if you're a kid and stuff. And if you're a parent, you got to keep looking. Where do they go now? Because they're like little mice running all over the place, the kids.
Right.
Not to mention mice.
The ball pit. How do you go wrong with the ball pit?
Oh, I was. Yeah. I went in one about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We had to go to a wedding in Branson. And they. There was
a ball pit?
There was a ball pit, not at the wedding, but on the day off, we went to downtown, and there was this place there you can do all sorts of stuff. And we went to the ball pit. I couldn't stand up. My wife couldn't either, and I can't get up because I kept falling down in the ball pit. And this is, it's, you know, because I'm a bigger person, so I weighed down more into the balls, and I said, it's like quicksand. I'll tell you one thing we did there. There was this virtual thing where they put a virtual helmet on you or whatever. And you have to walk on this line on the floor. It's just a painted line on the floor. But in your helmet, you're walking about 40 stories up in Chicago on a plank outside the building.
Oh, wow.
I was terrified. And they're holding you in the back in case you can't fall. You're walking on a floor.
Right.
But the image
is vertigo.
Out on a plank, a piece of wood going out over the city of Chicago with traffic moving and everything. I was terrified. I was just, and they took a movie of it to see what you look like doing it. And I got to turn around. And my wife, too. It's very difficult.
It is.
Those virtual reality things are amazing.
You know what my husband does? Because we have... when you have no children at home anymore, this is what you do. So we have two VR headsets, and he does roller coasters on them. So he does all of, and I'm just,
I have
like,
one of those too. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But this thing, it was so scary to watch this, and they're holding you. But again, you can't fall. You're walking on the floor. Right. But it doesn't look, anyway, so I digress there with that, but that was, so we talked about Regency Mall getting the boot. Downtown is still there. The stores are still there. That's doing well. Elmwood Plaza, I assume, is doing well. I don't know.
I haven't checked in on Elmwood Plaza, but I do know that Elmwood Plaza, the jewelry store that has been there for many years.
Oh, Plaza Jewelers.
Yeah, they're going.
Yeah, Plaza by the bowling alley.
Yeah, they're retiring.
Yeah. And that happens.
Yep. But then, you know, like looking forward, there's a lot that's going to be happening next year.
Uh-oh.
A lot.
Do I have to panic?
Well, there's elections.
Oh, okay.
Elections, and more elections.
Look at one of the biggest stories this year. Civic Media bought this radio station and rejuvenating it. I mean, they turning it back into a local community radio station again, where it wasn't for several years under a previous owner. And they went on and bought like 19 radio stations around the state. And this guy says, I'm going to turn them into hometown stations again.
Yeah. And we need that.
Yeah.
We need that connectedness. And that's one of the reasons why I know I started my news website 10 years ago. And, you know, that's...
Yeah, 10, you just celebrated your anniversary.
Yes.
How'd the anniversary go?
It was great. And so there's a lot. I'm really excited about journalism.
By the way, we're talking about Racine County Eye.
Right. So there's a lot of... one of our stories, the Raymond story, there's a lot of larger media are realizing the value that we bring as far as the local media. And so there's a lot of partnerships going on. So the New York Times actually did a story of local media to watch, and Racine County, Iowa, was one of them.
Oh, look at you. Yay.
You know,
that's going to be really fulfilling to know you started this from nothing. Mm-hmm. You didn't buy it from anybody. You didn't, you know, work with it. You did it yourself. And now look at you.
Yeah,
you're a tastemaker.
I'm working. My staff is amazing. So big shout out to all of my staff, Dee and Lauren and Paul and all of my staff and Emma and Heather. And they've been fabulous because I couldn't do this work without them. And it's one of those things where, you know, with what's been going on with local media has really had an impact on communities, because when you don't have strong local media, you don't have that civic engagement and that shared knowledge of what's going on and how does it impact you and where, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I call it. You know, you need to understand things and then you can have opinions and figure out what that means to you. But if we don't have that strong shared knowledge, then that impacts how the quality of your life, right? So if we don't understand schools, if we don't understand like just what roads are going to be tore up and how do you commute to places with things and like just there's health-wise, that shared knowledge around health, public health specifically, is really important. Really important.
You mentioned what roads. Now, they closed down the State Street Bridge till April.
Yes.
You know how many times, 5 times a week I have to pass that. You know how many times I have to turn around because I turn down that street where the State Street Bridge is instead of the one before it? At least 2 times a week I'm doing a U-turn on the bridge.
Oh, no.
Well, because you do this thing for 100 years and all of a sudden they tell you can't do it. And if I'm not paying attention, which I'm not doing in the morning, I'm listening and things are going through my head and I got Denise at the front door and I better get there on time. So all these things are going through my head, and I pay no attention. The State Street Bridge is closed down, and I know it's closed, but I still do it. Let's talk about politics. A ton of politics this past year.
And local politics is going to be a big deal this
Tracy,
year.
Tracy Larens passed away.
Yeah, she was a good. She was one of those people I would see her at.
She was a 4th District Alderman, by the way.
Yeah. So she just passed away, and there's just a lot of there's a lot of local politics that are going to happen. So from school board all across the county to the entire. Okay, I don't know who decided that this was a thing, but there are 21 members of the Racine County Board. All of them are up for re-election at the same time. Why?
Is it just coincidence?
No, this is.
I mean, the entire U.S. House of Representatives is up for grabs.
We are not that. Right,
I know,
right?
But it's every 2 years.
Why?
But yeah.
Did you want to torture me?
But it's not just a coincidence they're all up for grabs?
No.
How'd they decide that?
I don't know. But at the end of the day, I'm like looking at like, because right now the nomination papers for these local elections have to be turned in by January 2nd. So it's game time for us as journalists January 2nd. So you think you guys get tired of politics? Woo! There's a lot. And it's we're going to have primaries, which are going to be in February. And then we have local elections, the spring election in April for the local municipal.
At the convention in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the convention's going to be in Milwaukee for the Republican
Party,
National. Yeah. And then you also have the presidential election. I've been talking to a lot of people in the community, and I think we're probably going to have quite a few candidates here.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm still talking politics. We have the obits to go over. It's the Year in Review. Denise Lockwood from Racine County. I is here. I'm Don Rosen. It's 718 at WRJN Radio. We're Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
130 throws. throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. Badgers. The Tigers. Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
OJ's and the Love Train. I was just telling you, they got their name from a DJ, Eddie OJ, in Cleveland. He was their DJ they grew up listening to, and they named the group after him. Not the Eddie OJ's, just the OJ's.
There you go.
Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County, Iowa, talking about the year in review politics. Still more politics coming up. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so you've got the county board. The entire Racine County Board is going to be up for re-election. You've got school boards like Raymond is going to have two other seats up for grabs. And you also have the two that are up for the recall election. There's going to be a lot of eyes on that one. And you've got there's going to be quite a bit of turnover on the Racine Common Council. So half of the Common Council is up for re-election. But I don't know how many contested races you're going to have. That's going to be something to pay attention to, because once those nomination papers come in, we'll have a good sense. Now, one of the things that I also know is there's a really there's already several people that are applying for judges races, which we hadn't seen a lot of contested judges races for several years. But this year we're seeing some. Jessica Lynott and from my understanding, Teresa Ronaldo Villar, she's running. She's working for the district attorney's office. So does Jessica. So you're going to have some interesting races here in the next couple of years.
Not to mention the biggest news the other day was the redistricting map thrown out.
Yeah.
They have the Republican redistricting map thrown out. Now, are they going to appeal? Everybody's appealing everything. I mean, my father used to make a decision in the House. There was no appeal. I mean, my father made a decision. We're doing this. Can I appeal that to a higher person? There is no higher person. I'm the father, and the mother agrees with me.
It comes back to authority, doesn't it? Like, and a lot of that is about authority. Of you know, you've got the state Supreme Court with that just is now. You know, judges are supposed to be impartial, but they're backed by parties.
Yeah, but you can't always, you know, you say you're impartial, but everybody's born with prejudices and everything, you know, so it's hard. But so this is going to be thrown out now. You know, the Democrats do it as well as the Republicans. They redistrict things to make it so they win all the elections. So they redistrict this whole area to give the Republicans a boost, and the judge, the state Supreme Court, threw it out. Now they have to appeal it again. Who do you appeal to? The state Supreme Court's the highest in the state.
That would be the federal government, I believe.
They get involved in the state
stuff? No, I don't think they do. I think I'm not quite certain.
I don't think
that
they
is
get,
not my lens is typically local, so I am probably not the expert on that. I'm not going to lie.
I came to you. I brought you in as the expert.
I know. I'm not. I'm very humble when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you what I know and what I don't know.
I try not to watch politics. I know what I can't get away from it, but it aggravates me, and I get depressed after watching all these politics on TV. And I watch watch these news shows all the time. And I, to cheer myself up, I watch Dateline in 2020. my wife says, why do you watch these shows if you're going to get depressed watching them? Because it's the worst of humanity. And that's what I watch on Dateline in 2020.
Well, and you know, this is funny because my mom is a Democrat. My dad is a Republican.
Oh, that must be a great Thanksgiving dinner table. That's a great dinner.
Yeah, you know, it's a shut up and listen, kid kind of thing, you know. And so, like, my dad, they don't talk for several weeks before the presidential elections. That's kind of that's how you stay married for 55 years, right? And so, like, at the end of the day, I hope that we get to a place where we're actually having good conversations and solving problems, which I do not see on many levels. But, you know, it's soul sucking stuff. And when people tell me, oh, I don't pay attention to politics, you try living it.
Well, I tell you, my daughter, and yeah, she won't mind me saying this, she says, oh, I don't pay attention to that. I said, but your husband had an outstanding college loan. And recently they wanted to forgive all those loans.
Right.
And you didn't vote. And now you're at the mercy of what everybody else voted for. You should have paid attention to what the game plan was at the election, and you missed it. And now it's been rescinded. Yeah. Now you got to pay off that loan. So it does affect you. People think politics doesn't affect them. It does affect you. You know, my mother told me when I was growing up, pick a cause. Any cause that really is important to you, and vote based on that cause. If you don't care about the other stuff, and you must care about something, vote on that cause.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And now I look at the bigger picture. But she always wanted me to vote. And I got in. I was the first 18-year-olds to vote when they first had the first 18-year-old elections for the presidency.
Right.
I was in on the first group.
Really?
Who went in there. Yeah.
How was that? What was that feeling like?
Well, I always went in the voting booth with my mother.
Okay.
You know, to pull the levers and everything. She'd say, why'd you pull the levers? She never wanted to pull them because she didn't want to say, oh, I can't believe I voted for him. My son pulled the levers. So I used to go in the voting booth with her and yank the levers down. So I was always in there. And I don't remember. It was 1972. And I just remember I didn't vote for Nixon. Who was running that year? Was it Nixon?
Carter? Maybe.
No, Carter was 76.
Yeah.
I forget who I was voting for. Anyway, so I didn't vote for the bad guy. I think the bad guy got in, though. I'm trying to remember who won that election. But, you know, you should vote. I mean, there's something that must affect you.
You know, and we do vote. Actually, in this particular, this is where I think this is going to be a very interesting next 12 months. And then anybody who's ever spent any time with me over the last few months knows that I've been hammering this, like banging this drum really hard over, especially local elections, because local government impacts you the most. You know, like what roads get paved, which ones don't, where your kids go to school.
What taxes go up.
And taxes, like, so Caledonia, I live in Caledonia. And so last election, we voted for a referendum on the funding police and fire, right? So then they get the tax bill. Everybody was like, yeah, we'll vote for police and fire. Yep. And then tax bills come in. Why did our taxes go up? Okay, well, you voted for that referendum.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld has a funny bit on that. Is you go to a restaurant with a bunch of people, you're very hungry, and say, appetizers for all. You get the appetizer. We're going to get this appetizer. Everybody's getting appetizer. And then the bill comes and goes, gee, how did this bill become so high?
Right.
You know, well, who ordered all this food?
Right.
But you ordered it and you didn't realize, you know, I had to pay. This is the first year that I had to write a check out. For the tax, normally my mortgage company did it, but I don't have a mortgage anymore.
Yeah.
So I had to write the check out, and I said, wow, this is a lot of money. When did this all go up? So I was talking to the lady at City Hall, and she said, well, this went up. Can you explain it to me? And she did. Explain it to me. And I said, gee, I didn't pay this much last year. But when you have to write the check out,
right,
it hurts more.
It does.
But you know what? I still got a lot for my money. I really did. I mean, when you think about what you're getting, I mean, somebody's going to pick up my garbage, plow the streets. My house burns down. Somebody's going to come put it out. You know, and the police are here in case there's something. You know, you really do get your money's worth when you think about it.
Some would argue no. Some would argue no.
I think you're going to argue no.
I am an observer.
Okay, all right. All right, we're going to talk more with Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye coming up. I'm Don Rosen, 729 at WRJN Radio.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A series of powerful earthquakes shook up the west coast of Japan this morning, the largest measuring a 7.6 magnitude. CBS's Lucy Kraft.
It was strong enough to buckle and put cracks in roads. The weaker housing very badly hit.
A tsunami warning's been issued for the coast, where officials say waves could reach 16 feet. Wars in Ukraine and Gaza have dragged into 2024. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
As the new year began, the war continued. Skies over Gaza lit up after midnight with flares and explosions, while Hamas fired rockets at Israel.
Celebrations across the U.S. Fireworks lit up the sky over Las Vegas and New York, where anti-war protesters also lined the streets.
There's a lot of policemen, it's everywhere, so I really, really feel safely.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luckyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Luckyhout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
WRJN.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear. Our low, 27. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 37. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Wrap up the year. Lease specials are on now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. And so is our food drive. Please drop off non-perishable food items all month long and help fill the truck in our showroom. Right now, get brand new 2023 Jeep Renegade Latitude for only $375 per month for 39 months. Or pick up a brand new 2023 Jeep Compass Latitude for only $394 per month for 42 months. $34.99 due at signing plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit through Chrysler Capital. Must qualify for discounts. Not all buyers will qualify. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for details. Expires 12/31/23.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My parents are great. They always wanted us to experience different things. We spent a lot of time out in the yard, too. My parents would just send us out in the yard every once in a while for no reason. Okay, kids, out in the yard. Okay. Run out there. Stay out in the yard. Okay. Didn't know what to do. Just looking around. You know, we're 4 years old. Come up with a good activity. You know, we're like sitting in mud. Is this a good activity? One of our activities was making bike ramps out in the street. Because that's where all the cars are. You put a cement block out in the middle of the road, you angle a piece of wood up to it, and the object was for one kid to get on his bike, ride as fast as he could, and see how high he could go. And that's as far as we planned. It wasn't until the first kid was like flipping in the air, what happens now? We don't know. He'd hit a mailbox. We had a bunch of 9-year-old paramedics running up. We didn't know what to do. We get up there, get some leaves. You do what you can. Hey, that was the easy part. The hard part was being the kid that got sent in first to calm mom down before you dragged in the actual banged up brother. Everything's fine. I just want to run in at full speed. And, you know Kevin. Oh, okay, of course. Okay. Well, you know how, like, his right arm, usually it bends. Usually it would bend like that. Okay, it's not bending like that right now.
Stories about childhood mistakes that we made. Denise Lockwood from Racine County, Iowa is here doing the year in review. Before we get to that, let's get to my life in review. The you heard Brian Regan there talking about the bike ramp, and one comedian said, nothing good's going to come ever building a ramp. It's not there's not going to be a good ending. So we had this hill on my street. At the end of the block, there was this giant hill, and we built these soapbox type of go-karts. There's no motor. It's just you had to push them with a stick. And I was the lightweight. I was the young person. You know, I was young, and all these other kids wanted somebody light in there because we were going to race down the hill. So there was no brakes in this thing. And I don't think they thought it out. When I get to the bottom of the hill, there's going to be a curb into someone's front lawn. What do? So they push me down the hill, and I'm going fast, and I'm ahead, and I see the curb coming, so I quick turn it, and it flips. And it just keeps going and ripping my leg apart on the street. You know, there's just the rash. It tore my pants open, and there's blood everywhere. And I'm screaming, and I'm on my side, and all the kids come over. They say, oh, you're going to be okay.
Rub some dirt in it.
Yeah. So I start limping home, crying. The blood is dripping on the sidewalk as I get home, and I was down the block. And my brother runs ahead of me to get my mother, just to prepare her, like in that comedy bit. And I walk in there, and it's just, I'm screaming, and my mother starts cleaning out this dirt and everything in there. To this day, on my side, there's still scars from where the street ripped me apart. And I was like 5 years old, 6 years old. And it's still there. But what was my brother thinking? There were no brakes.
Oh, you're blaming the brother, not you.
Well, he put me in this thing with no brakes on it. Where do you think was going to happen at the end of the hill? Come on, Jeffrey, get with it. Anyway, that was, and you have a story, too.
I do. So back in the day, I used to barrel race. So we had the clover leaf pattern. So you would race the horse. There are three, oil barrels, right? So you would put them in a clover leaf pattern. You would run to the right, and then you would go to the center one, and then you would go to the left one, and you'd run down the middle, right? And so I was practicing that, and I had this really amazing horse, and I was so excited because she was part thoroughbred and part Appaloosa. She was fast, right? And I had probably had her for probably 4 or 5 months, and my mom's like, you better go practice. You gotta go practice. And I'm like, yep, I'm going. And I went. And so I started off on the path, and I pulled in to start the first barrel, and just then some pigeons came out, and she spooked, and she went one way, we went the other, and I broke my arm, and oh, it was bad. It was very bad.
How old were you?
I was probably about 12. Yeah. Resilient. I had the war wound, the claw of a hand for a long time. It was my left arm, though, so I could still write. And I was happy.
Well, your arm healed. I still got the scars from that stupid thing I did. And I was all excited about it. But I was stupid. I was 5, 6 years old. What are we going to do? They're going to push me down a hill? Let's talk about some of the people who are no longer here. This is a national list of people. And I was telling you off the air, there were three reactions I had. One, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, really? They died? And you had that same reaction.
I thought somebody, they were still alive.
Yeah, oh, really? So this isn't everybody. You can't get everybody. You know, I know when they do the Academy Awards, they do In Memoriam, people are always upset that they left somebody out. But they can't have 2 hours of memoriam In Memoriam at the Academy Awards.
Maybe that should be a thing.
Oh, that's going to be pleasant. 2 hours of people who died. So here are some of the ones that I came up with. Tina Turner passed away, legend. A legend.
Such a strong, not only a strong voice, but, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s and just, holy cow, what a fabulous person to have in such strong, I can remember listening to her and Pat Benatar and that really strong, powerful voice. And it just, I still will always remember her.
I saw her at Summerfest in the early 80s on a side stage. We just walked by and saw her performing.
Wow.
No seats. You just stood up and watched her perform. We had Jeff Beck from the Jeff Beck Group, and he was in a lot of rock and roll groups in the 70s, Jeff Beck. Jerry Springer passed away, the talk show host.
Yeah.
He was mayor of Cleveland, I think, at one time.
He was.
My daughter's got a picture. My daughter went to Italy with my parents, and there was Jerry Springer in the airport. She took a picture with him. What are the chances of running into him in Italy at an airport? So Jerry Springer passed away. Lance Reddick passed away.
I do not know who that is. You're going to have to inform me.
I'm going to look it up in a second. I knew who it was yesterday because I looked him up because I wasn't familiar with him. Lance Reddick. I want you to look up real quick.
Okay. Lance Reddick. R-E-D.
D. Two Ds. I-C-K.
Musician. He was an American actor and musician. He played for Cedric Daniels in The Wire. He played in Cedric Daniels for the Wire. It was a
TV series.
Which was great. I remember watching it. Philip Boyles in The Fringe. He also was Chief Irving in the Bosch.
Yeah, he just died. He just passed away recently.
Yeah, John Wick. He was in the franchise John Wick, and he was General Caulfield in The White House Down.
Raquel Welch passed away.
I did not know that.
You really didn't know?
I did not.
Yeah, Raquel Welch passed away. She was up there, and you know what?
She was so beautiful.
And she still was.
Oh, yeah. She's such a beautiful soul. Like, you know how there's pretty people, And then there are people who have beautiful souls. And she was one of those people who had just a beautiful soul.
And she put up with all that, you know, sexy roles and everything. Yeah. But she was a good actress, too. Mm-hmm. She was in something, a movie called The Kansas City. It was about roller derby. I have it at home. The Kansas City Bomber. And she played a roller derby queen in there. And she was very good. But I think one of her best roles was on Seinfeld.
Which one was, which episode? My husband's going to kill me for not knowing this.
She was, Kramer was a seat sitter at the Tony Awards. And he went up and picked up a Tony Award, even though he wasn't entitled to it, because the whole group in that row went up. And the person he was seat sitting went to the bathroom, so he had a seat sit. And so he went up, got a Tony Award. And they said, you can keep the Tony Award, but you've got to fire Raquel Welch. She's in a Broadway show now, and she's terrible. You've got to fire Raquel Welch.
Oh, wow.
And he went in there, and Raquel Welch beat him up, broke his Tony Award because he was going to fire her. And then it was a whole episode with somebody at work who wasn't Molly Shannon, who didn't move her arms when she walked. And Raquel Welch is walking down the street and not moving her arms, and she had a fight with Jerry. She was very good in that role, and she played it well, Raquel Welch. Oh, that's a shame. Harry Belafonte passed away. Aww. Not only a great singer, but an activist as well. Mm-hmm. Harry Belafonte. Len Goodman. He was one of the original judges on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
He was the old British guy.
I didn't watch a lot of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was the British guy. He died.
Probably because
away.
I don't dance well.
Here's a shocker this year. Lisa Marie Presley.
Really? I did not know.
Were you in a coma this year?
Okay, so you sound like my mom now. Because, like,
were you in a hospital
coma? My mom and my dad watches Fox News, my mom watches CNN, and she'll call me and she'll say something about this big story, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lisa Marie
passed
away.
She's like, how do you not know this? I'm like, local news. I'm local. That's not local.
Astrid Gilberto. The woman Astrid Gilberto, she was the girl from Ipanema, the song.
Oh.
The girl from Ipanema. Yeah, she passed away. Burt Bacharach, one of the greatest songwriters, composers of music. Burt Bacharach passed away. Wrote all the songs for Dionne Warwick. I Say a Little Prayer for You. He wrote a whole bunch of good songs. Had a hit on his own. Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley passed away.
Oh, yeah.
David Crosby. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Mm. Not to mention the other groups he was with all along. Melinda Dillon. Was an actress. She played two iconic roles. She was the mother in A Christmas Story.
She was?
Yeah, that was Melinda Dillon. And she was also the mother in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
So I have a story. So we went to, a couple of years ago, during COVID, I had one of those, I was itching to go somewhere and not be in Racine for like a week or so. So I went back home and I went to Cleveland. And so, you know, the Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland, right? So we went to the house and we're in doing their tour, and they were talking about the department store that they filmed the Santa Claus scene in. And they're like, which department store was it? And I'm like, I know this answer because my grandma used to take me there, and it was the Higbee's department store. Mm-hmm. And they had that display up there for a really long time. I was actually in that store right before they filmed it.
Look at you.
I know.
2 degrees of separation.
I know.
Now, if you're not into wrestling, you don't know who this guy is. The Iron Sheik. He was a big wrestler. Very flamboyant. Treat Williams passed away. The actor, he was in a lot of movies, including Hair, the musical Hair. He played the lead role, Treat Williams. Jim Brown, football player, actor, was in a ton of movies. Lisa Loring, she played Little Wednesday Addams on the TV series The Addams Family. She passed away. Laura Lynch, she just passed away the other day. She was the founding member of the Dixie Chicks, now called the Chicks.
Yeah.
She was replaced by Natalie Maines. She left the group. Norman Lear. Gave us all in the family, gave us so many good times and all these great TV shows on CBS. Norman Lear. Rosalind Carter just passed away.
Yeah.
She was 96 years old. She was, I really had good vibes about her, Rosalind Carter. I always liked her. She was a very nice first lady. She was like the royalty almost of the White House. She was very good. Henry Kissinger, we lost.
Yeah, I didn't realize he wasn't dead.
Yeah, he was 100 years old. Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. Matthew Perry from Friends. Excuse me, I never watched Friends, but I knew of Matthew Perry, and that was a shocker to a lot of people. We lost Suzanne Summers.
I know.
You know,
got my knock on my door.
Yeah, but she was more famous for the Thighmaster and the Buttmaster.
Right?
I mean, she made millions off the Buttmaster and the Thighmaster. Good for her. We lost Richard Roundtree, Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Another great actor. We got some more talk to talk about. We've got Denise Lockwood here from Racine County Eye at 749 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay where you are.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Danny's Meats and Catering is continuing their renowned culinary excellence. Welcome to Hickory Hall, where celebrations sparkle and memories shine. It's their passion to deliver a celebration that exemplifies class, style, and grace. Weddings, corporate events, celebrations of life, and more. The staff will ensure every detail is flawlessly executed, so you're free to savor every moment. Plan your unforgettable event with Hickory Hall, served by Danny's Meats and Catering. Easy to get to from anywhere on Douglas Avenue, Racine. Visit cateringbydannys.com.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Review. Denise Lockwood is spending the morning with me here from Racine County Eye. What's the website for Racine County Eye? Give me the web address.
RacineCountyEye.com.
Oh, that's good.
As advertised.
As advertised. We're going over some of the obits from people you may not have realized passed away this past year. Piper Laurie died. She was the mother in Carrie.
Oh, man. That was, oh, you're giving me bad vibes. So that was the very first horror film I ever saw.
And she was good in that.
She was very good. In fact, I'm having some PTSD right now.
Oh, great. Not, could you wait till 8 o'clock okay, and read yeah, your yeah, PSD yeah, and you're yeah, in your car? Yeah. The she was also in the movie The Hustler with Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason.
Film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Story of Minnesota Fats. Dick Butkus, the Chicago great, passed away. Brooks Robinson, one of the greatest baseball players in history, passed away not too long ago. You'll remember this one, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., David McCallum.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of good movies like The Great Escape, but we know him as The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, passed away. Remember that song? It's the Dreamweaver. Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Margaritaville.
Yeah. Bob Barker passed away. Host of The Price is Right.
I did not realize I think I remember that. Yeah. Boy.
Another great rock and roller, Robbie Robertson from the band. Remember that song, The Weight? They used it in the Easy Rider.
I do not.
Went down to Nazareth.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
leaving my half back then. That was Robbie Robertson from the band. A lot of great songs up Cripple Creek and all those songs. William Friedkin, director of The Exorcist and The French Connection.
Okay.
A lot of great movies, William Friedkin. Pee Wee Herman. Paul Rubens passed away.
That isn't that crazy.
He wasn't that old.
He wasn't. You know, I mean, I can't remember.
He made a huge mistake in life. He ruined, his career.
I don't know that he did. I wonder if he
did. Well, he became an adult actor after that. Well, not adult movies, but he was in movies as Paul Rubens instead of Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
He got caught in an adult theater doing something he shouldn't have done. And when they arrested him, he had this long hair and beard. And I remember my boss at another station saying to me, "What? How long ago was Pee Wee Herman filmed? This guy's got a beard, long hair." He said, could you see him as Pee Wee Herman? But he had adult roles after that in major movies, so he picked up again, Paul Rubens. A guy I got to meet, Tony Bennett, passed away.
I was so sad about that because, you know, he made that the CD with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And I have that. I don't buy CDs very often, but I asked for that one last year, and I play that all of the time.
I have a picture. We did a wine, Coca-Cola, and cheese party in Atlanta. Everything had to be Coca-Cola down there. And we brought him in. We had contest winners, and he stayed to take pictures and talk to every contest winner. Now, the year was 1977, so I was wearing a leisure suit. He was wearing a tuxedo, and I had a big fro on my head, and I looked like 1977.
Like Larry the lounge chair.
Yes, that's what I look like. But he looks like today, because he looked great in that picture. Alan Arkin. Passed away, the great actor Alan Arkin, up for a lot of Academy Awards. We know him mainly from The Russians Are Coming, Alan Arkin, what a great actor. Robert Blake, he had a big cloud over his head. Robert Blake was a child actor in The Little Rascals.
Yeah.
And then he went on to major roles. He was Beretta on TV, but he was accused of murdering his wife.
That's a downside.
Yeah. Yeah. Burt Young was in the Rocky movies. Burt Young was his brother-in-law in the film. Burt Young.
Yeah.
Richard Mall passed away. He was the guy on Night Court, the big guy, the bald guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the bull. Oh, the bull. I actually just interviewed Marcia Warfield, who played Roz. I just interviewed her a couple of months ago. She was in Kenosha, and that was a really fun interview.
Topol passed away. Topol Chaim. He's only known in this country for Fiddler on the Roof. He played he played Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. He was an Israeli actor, so we didn't really know much about him. Do you remember the Seinfeld episode where they're in the Jerry and George get picked up by these? He was supposed to. They didn't know, but they pretended to be these two guys who were going to a Nazi rally. They didn't know they were going to a Nazi rally, and they were supposed to be the head of this American Nazi party. And George is in the car going, if I were a rich man, but stop singing that song. We lost Michael Lerner. Now, you don't know his name, but if you were to see him, you'd recognize him immediately. He was on a ton of TV shows and movies. You'd recognize him. Richard Belzer, the comedian, passed away. Richard Belzer, very funny guy. He was on, as an actor, Homicide, Life on the Streets.
You know, the sad part is that a lot of these names my husband would probably totally know in a heartbeat, but I don't watch as much TV as he does. He's a big TV guy, and I am not as much of a TV person, but yeah, wow.
Frederick Forrest passed away. You probably don't know his name either. He starred with, he was in a lot of movies. But his big movie was The Rose with Bette Midler.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
the co-star in there,
yeah.
in the Frederick. And this just we're just touching on the people we lost this year. There's a lot more than that. I don't know anybody locally other than Tracy Lawrence passed away, but I don't know of anybody locally to you off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head,
no.
No, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It just means I haven't had enough coffee yet.
You know, and I told you I had a big graduating class in high school, 970, and every week they say, oh, guess who passed away? Oh, yeah, another one. We're dropping like flies. Even my radio station I worked at in New York, they're all dead. And we did an anniversary show here. It was rerun. And we're talking about all the people that worked here that are no longer here that I worked with for 24 years. A lot of people passed away. So what are we looking forward to next year? Anything big you can think of off the top of your head?
Elections, elections, and more elections.
You said the entire
Racine County Board is up for election. Now, the question is like I said, next week is our game time. So we start doing nomination papers, get filed with the different municipalities that we'll have all of that information on Racine County Eye, and we're committed. I'm finishing up the plan now. We're having a 2-day retreat with my staff. We're like war plans and everything, and we're deep diving on election coverage, but also making sure that people understand the issues, right? So if it's not enough to just say, oh, I like this guy, but where do they stand on the issues? So we're coming up with some really good ways to get not only biographical information but issue-oriented pieces onto the website so that you know where people stand.
We got to have you back more this year. This year is going to be the year of Denise Lockwood coming a lot more. From Racine County Eye, that's RacineCountyEYE.com. Thank you very much for coming in the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
after your wild Christmas party you told us about yesterday.
Enjoy your chocolates.
Oh, yes. The gambled chocolates.
The gambled chocolates, yes.
Thank you, gambling. Yeah. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m., bright and early. We're dark and early now until the time change comes. Thank you for joining us here at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
WRJN.